My name is Dick McGee, and I play trombone. I graduated from Wheat Ridge High School in 1972. I had a choice of two high schools that I could attend. Wheat Ridge was one of those. I will never forget this the rest of my life. The first day I went to visit Wheat Ridge, I couldn't believe the band room, how clean it was. Every chair was exactly in place. They had a quality and quantity of equipment I'd never seen before in a high school. And the organization was just so evident as I walked in. And it was shortly before their band class was going to begin. Larry Wallace was sitting in a chair, kind of slouching in his chair with his feet spread out, relaxing. And I walked in and I couldn't believe it. I said, I've never seen a band room like this. And he just beamed. And we sat down. And it was almost like there was this instant connection. And whatever temptation I might have had to go to the other high school just evaporated that day. Then I heard the band play in their rehearsal, and it was phenomenal. They walked into the band room. Nobody talked. They got their instruments out. When the tardy bell rang, they were warming up. It was none of this wandering around grabbing a music stand thing. They were completely focused on getting started playing. I'd never seen anything like it.
I'm Dave Logan. I graduated from Wheat Ridge High School in 1972, have been here in Denver as a sportscaster and coach in a variety of things. I played trombone. I will always remember that he was good with people. He treated people the right way, which made an impact on me at an early age. He had a way of, when he wasn't happy with something, instead of going ballistic and losing your cool and other things, he had a way of just sort of looking at you.
This is Christy Mallinson, class of 1983. I'm a flute player. First of all, my parents moved to the Wheat Ridge area because of the reputation for strong music programs. Larry Wallace was definitely at the heart of that. I remember each day walking into band class. It was like a ceremony. Mr. Wallace would stand at the door next to the tall gray trash can, and one by one we would file in by depositing our gum in the trash can as he looked at each of us in the eye. There was absolute silence in the band room.
My name is Guy Fuller. I graduated from Wheat Ridge in 1965. We went to some band function as a family. My mother took one look at Larry and said, "This man is starving to death," and she started having him over to dinner 2 to 3 times a week for probably the next 20 years. He never gained a pound.
Longtime music teacher at neighboring Everett Junior High, Ralph Hinst.
Oh, I don't think he weighed over 120 pounds at his heaviest, soaking wet. He's about 6 foot tall. Grew up on a farm in Mississippi, Baldwin, Mississippi. Larry was a teetotaler. I mean, a good Southern Baptist teetotaler.
How did he get turned on to music?
They had a piano at the local Baptist church where they went, and he loved to play around on that as a kid, and he said the first book he bought was mail order out of Sears, and it was how to play the piano or something, so he said, I studied that and worked on it, and every chance I'd get, I'd go over to the church and practice.
Okay, the gory details.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Tell us what the gory details are.
The gory details were all the personal details of every single student's life, and he would take turns. He would go around the room and start picking on people, especially... Oh, God help you if you were seen in the hallway holding hands with somebody or whatever, and Wallace saw you because he was going to pick on you later on. And it was horribly embarrassing, and the only thing that was worse is not ever being called on, because having that kind of attention paid to you by Larry Wallace was a high compliment. I mean, it really was. People loved him for the way that he made people feel like part of the family. And with all the stuff about discipline I was talking about earlier, with no talking during rehearsals, no playing during rehearsals, outsiders might think, well, that's stupid. You know, you don't ever get to know each other. Not true. Not true. We knew gory details about everybody. And it was just, and it was just because that Wallace made that part of the rehearsal too.
My name is Jennifer Barth Squire, Wheat Ridge High School class of 87. I was a pianist and a Wallace recruited percussionist. How did Wallace impact my life? First and foremost, for me, he was a music theory drill master. Because of his teaching, I tested out a freshman theory at university. I'm the daughter of two teachers who taught in Denver Public Schools and moved to Applewood for the quality of the Jeffco schools. I would say Wallace was one of the two most influential teachers I had during my junior high and high school years. If I can bring an ounce of the enthusiasm and passion that Larry Wallace brought to his teaching, I would count myself a successful teacher.
With Mr. Wallace, he was a kind-hearted guy. He wasn't a pushover. He was kind-hearted, and yet he commanded respect. You always wanted to do well for him. You always wanted to practice more. You always wanted to be better. He was demanding in a way that was not what I necessarily was used to from the sports arena, but he was demanding in that you just didn't want to go in there and let him down.
My name is Phil DeLoria. I graduated from Wheat Ridge in 1977. I was a trombone player. I was the band president my senior year. Larry Wallace, I think, was the first truly great teacher I ever had. I've had a lot of really good teachers over the years, been inspiring to me, but I think he was the best. He demanded excellence, and in return, he gave you the gift of this incredible, amazing music performed at such a high level of quality that you just couldn't help being carried away. High school is this kind of moment when you've got so many emotions running around, and that music allowed you to focus in, to have an affective life of your own, and to be self-reflective about it. It was an incredible, incredible gift.
I learned so much, and when I walked in the room that very first day, I didn't know I was going to be a music teacher. I wasn't even sure I was going to be a musician. I thought I'd be a geologist like my dad. But he changed everything. And it wasn't that he said, you need to go be a musician. It was just by the way he ran things, I realized I wanted this to be a big part of my life. It was completely different, and maybe this is the best thing about Wallace. The rehearsals were the performances. He said oftentimes, the rehearsals is where everything happens. Most bands are totally focused on their performance. Most bands are totally focused on, we're going to the Rose Bowl in May, or we're doing this then, or we're doing whatever. To him, and I remember him saying like it was yesterday, every time they walk through that door, I'm trying to give them the best musical experience I can give them every day. Every single day was choreographed. Every single day he gave thought to the order of what he was going to rehearse, so that no single section was going to sit around doing nothing, so that everybody was engaged. He had this amazing knack for making a rehearsal an event. And boy, did I try to learn that.
I think Mr. Wallace's legacy is pretty simple to me. He loved kids, he loved music, and the combination of both was really what his life was about.